is here. Girl, I know that you've been waiting, talking to your friends, wondering if and wondering where and wondering when. Well, I've been waiting too, holding on to this ring, for the right words to say, for the right time and place for me to get on one. Talking about looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together, surrounded by our family and our friends. This is it. Yeah, this is it.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI describing what happened on Donald Trump's West Palm Beach golf course on Sunday as another assassination attempt. Under arrest, Ryan Routh, who is believed to have been waiting for Trump with a long gun on the course.
Sources tell ABC News that law enforcement's concerned that the gunman may have done surveillance and had some information about the former president's movements. Sources familiar with the matter say Mr. Trump's decision to leave Mar-a-Lago and golf caught some of his top advisors off guard. Sources familiar with his internal calendar say that the trip to the golf course was a last-minute decision.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Boeing union workers still walking the picket line. A federal mediator is set to step in as of tomorrow. It could be a busy weather day for some in the south. A tropical system spreading heavy rain and gusty winds through the Carolinas and southern Virginia today. Shogun Baby Reindeer and Bear and Hacks all picking up Emmys last night. Shogun receiving 18 statues, the most by any show ever. This is ABC News. Chaos at a New York subway station. Two officers confronting a fare beater in Brooklyn on Sunday. NYPD Chief Jeffrey Mattery.
The officers are asking him to stop. The male is refusing to stop. At a certain point on the platform, the male, he mutters the words, you know, I'm going to kill you if you don't stop following me.
Now, the confrontation moving inside one of the subway cars. The officers saying they shot the man after a taser didn't work. Two bystanders were also hit, including a man who is currently in critical condition, shot in the head. An officer also shot is in stable condition. Flooding in Central and Eastern Europe blamed for at least 8 deaths. Towns in Poland under 5 feet of water. A stalled storm system dropping 3 months' worth of rain over 3 days in some areas. An original member of the Jackson 5 has died. His sons announcing Tito Jackson has passed away in an apparent heart attack. Tito Jackson was 70. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities confirmed that remains found recently in Two Rivers belong to a long-missing 3-year-old boy. Terry Bell reports.
Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Minard breaking the bad news on Friday.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Vu.
The 3-year-old boy was reported missing in February. Elijah's mother and her boyfriend are still in jail, charged with child neglect, though not directly linked to his disappearance. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A complaint says a state senator broke federal rules during his run for Congress. The Campaign Legal Center says Andre Jacques of DePere transferred money from his state campaign committee to his campaign for 8th District Congress. The complaint asks the Federal Election Commission to sanction and fine Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, September 28th, Ogama is having their Christmas Tree Festival. There will be a craft show and a flea market at the town hall and throughout the town. This event is presented by the Ogama Area Our Town Association and will feature things such as a 50-50 raffle, a bake sale and a pie sale, food trucks and other vendors, Christmas tree and wreath contests, a beanbag tournament, a kickball tournament, an antique car event, and a fireman's dance. There will also be an 11 a.m. parade, and the Ogama Public Library will be having a book sale. And don't forget, there will be free coffee and hot cocoa provided while supplies last, so be sure to get there early. Once again, that is Saturday, September 28th for the Ogama Christmas Tree Festival. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
We talked about playing complementary football, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that, though there were some opportunities there to really put the game away. But, you know, you never know in this league, and you got to battle for 60 minutes, and our guys did that. I think anytime you hold a team of that caliber to 10 points, that's a hell of a day defensively.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny. It'll be a little breezy out of the south. Highs near 82 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, mid-50s. Sunshine and 81 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, clear, mid-50s again. Sunshine and highs near 80 degrees on Wednesday. It's 60 at our studios.
98Q Country.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up. Between love and money, she used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl, an American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance. Living maid, fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl, an American.
She's got her God and she's got good wine. Aretha Franklin town, run around. I get my kicks out on the outskirts of town. I can never do it like a pretty city boy. I'm more efficient in the dark, ain't it gritty, boy? So lay back and let me paint you a picture. The way I wanna kiss you, yeah.
Country.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night,
a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio world, but like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly, let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice, all the things we love, like our chicken fries, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love, oh, get your little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke, I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll, yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses, y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes, when it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way, I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name, hey, somebody pour me. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke, I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll, yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses, y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes, when it's up on a Friday night, I'm sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink.
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats staying home all night long. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. I go home and I climb that old stairway, and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day, but I know I'll just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. You're the only family I've got left.
A little Mark Chestnut to get your Monday rolling here with 98Q. Joel here. I hope you are well on a Monday, the 16th of September. I have a few days left here in summer. It has felt like summer for several days here. Temperatures will continue to feel very mild. Temperatures close to 80 right through Friday. Even into Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we'll see at least 70. So the temperatures will be summer-like, and rain chances, again, not much. Dry spell of weather. We have a lot to talk about here this morning. Interesting Packer game yesterday. I think it was one of those games where as a Packer fan, you walk away from it and you're saying that win could be big later in the year. It wasn't impressive, but you did what you needed to do. You ran the ball a lot, which is a good sign. Anytime you can run the ball in the NFL, that probably sets up some other stuff. On the backup quarterback, sometimes that running doesn't lead to the other stuff because your quarterback just isn't ready to make all those plays. But the Packers created a few turnovers. This young Richardson guy from the Colts, he's not there yet. Let's just leave it at that. He's not quite there yet. I couldn't believe that the Colts actually had the ball and a Hail Mary opportunity at the end with the way the whole game went and the way the Colts turned the ball over and couldn't catch a pass in the first half. I mean, the Packers had a chance to blow that game wide open and probably should have been ahead by, you know, three or four scores in that fourth quarter. But they did what they needed to do. It's a 17-game season. Hard to get real excited early on unless you really get buried you know, 02, 03. Teams that typically, you know, come out of the gate just flying high, like AKA the Vikings, you know, usually you get a few injuries and then, you know, reality sets in. But after a couple of weeks of the NFC Norris division, you've got the Packers, Bears, Lions all at 1-1. And the Vikings beat the defending NFC champion San Francisco 49ers yesterday in another game that was, it was hard to tell. It was a couple of teams that have very good defenses, obviously. I had a chance. I did a rare double thing yesterday. I had two TVs. I don't know if I've ever done this before, but I had two TVs in the living room. I announced that to my wife on Saturday. I'll let you know. It's going to be a two-TV Sunday, and she looked at me like, what are you talking about? Bears, Vikings, both, or Packers, Vikings, both play at the same time. So I'm going to set it up. So I watched both games, so we'll talk more about it. And hear from Coach LaFleur and his post-game presser. We'll listen in on that coming up a little later in the 8 o'clock hour as we talk the NFL and much more. Let's get you updated on what's going on this Monday morning. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, and ABC gets us going here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI describing what happened on Donald Trump's West Palm Beach golf course on Sunday as another assassination attempt. Under arrest, Ryan Routh, who is believed to have been waiting for Trump with a long gun on the course.
Sources tell ABC News that law enforcement's concerned that the gunman may have done surveillance and had some information about the former president's movements. Sources familiar with the matter say Mr. Trump's decision to leave Mar-a-Lago and golf caught some of his top advisors off guard. Sources familiar with his internal calendar say that the trip to the golf course was a last-minute decision.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Boeing union workers still walking the picket line. A federal mediator is set to step in as of tomorrow. It could be a busy weather day for some in the south. A tropical system spreading heavy rain and gusty winds through the Carolinas and southern Virginia today. Shogun, Baby Reindeer, and Bear and Hacks all picking up Emmys last night. Shogun receiving 18 statues, the most by any show ever. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities confirmed that remains found recently in Two Rivers belong to a long-missing 3-year-old boy. Terry Bell reports.
Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Minard breaking the bad news on Friday.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Vu.
The 3-year-old boy was reported missing in February. Elijah's mother and her boyfriend are still in jail, charged with child neglect, though not directly linked to his disappearance. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A complaint says a state senator broke federal rules during his run for Congress. The Campaign Legal Center says Andre Jacques of DePere transferred money from his state campaign committee to his campaign for 8th District Congress. The complaint asks the Federal Election Commission to sanction and fine Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Mrs. K at the Park Falls Public Library is searching for Barbie dolls of any type for a kids' craft. Any condition is acceptable, and the library would like you to drop them off by Mrs. K's desk as soon as possible. Catkins Animal Rescue is preparing for fall with their annual Pause for a Cause fundraiser walk. This will be on Saturday, October 19th, with registration beginning at 9 a.m. and the walk beginning at 10. You can register same day, but anybody who registers by September 28th can be promised a t-shirt, so they encourage you to register early. This will be taking place at the Phillips Municipal Building, that's 174 South Ader Avenue, and will be a non-competitive 2-mile walk to raise funds for the homeless animals of Price County. Friendly, that's dog-friendly and people-friendly. Dogs are allowed, but not required to join the walk. Following the walk, they will have a grilled lunch, a bake sale raffle, and a 50-50 raffle. For more information and to register, Catkins has a Facebook post. Just find them on Facebook at Catkins Animal Rescue, Inc. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
We talked about playing complementary football, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that, though there were some opportunities there to really put the game away. But, you know, you never know in this league, and you got to battle for 60 minutes, and our guys did that. I think anytime you hold a team of that caliber to 10 points, that's a hell of a day defensively.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra-inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 98Q Country. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen for your chance to win our statewide contest with 98Q Country. Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny. It'll be a little breezy out of the south. Highs near 82 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, mid-50s. Sunshine and 81 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, clear, mid-50s again. Sunshine and highs near 80 degrees on Wednesday.
Right now, it's 58.
98Q Country.
You slip your finger through the tear in my t-shirt. You're stirring up dirty in the back of my mind. You keep on flirting, 'cause you know that it's working. You're stuck in my head, girl, riding the lines. Couldn't sing a song without you if I tried. Let's light it up like it's our last night. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby lady. You know that I love loving up on you. Let's hit the switch and let our shadows dance and light it up like it's our last chance. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with you, baby, laying right here, dreaming in my bed. I'm just doing my thing. You love it when I sing, say it makes you feel like an angel.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
Thank you.
how the grass grows. Lost is what you find on a back road. Proofs in the whiskey, reds in the dirt, and hard work stops at the fence road. We stand for the flag, and if you don't like it, we don't care, 'cause we do things a little different around here. We're breaking state team wearing army green. Troops in the words and red we ring. Pride is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we're doing things a little different around. A long day. Breathe how you feel, not what you pay. Simple's how we live. Yeah. Thanks is what we give. Come on. Roots in the ground while we stay.
While we stay.
Brave as 18, wearing army green. Truth is in the words in red we read. Proud is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. Yeah, right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we song is, and home is where the heart is.
AQ Country and Riley Green. Luke Combs helped him out on that one, too. Different around here. Stay tuned in just moments. We're going to kick off the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest all week long, four times a day. We're going to give you a keyword. When you text us that keyword, you'll be, every time you do that, you will be in for the grand prize drawing, which is a pair of tickets, club level, to see Green, your Green and Gold take on the Saints on December 23rd. Plus, every hour we do this, we're giving away either cash or gold jewelry. So this hour, it's $100 cash. So coming up in just a little bit here after 7, I'll give you the keyword. Just put that Civic Media app on your phone and then go to 98Q Country, hit text, and put in the keyword, which I'll tell you coming up after 7 o'clock. Now, once you put that keyword in there, you're going to get like a text back confirming it. And if you have the time and want to take the effort to click on the link there, you can go in and you can get a couple more entries by joining the 98Q morning show and afternoon guy newsletter that we send out once a week with local stories and stuff like that. So it's up to you if you want to do that. You can opt out and just say, you know what, I'm good. I got that one entry. So we'll be doing this four times a day, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and each of those hours is either going to be $100 in cash or gold jewelry. Pretty cool. And every time, again, you enter, you're in for those tickets. So stay tuned. Keyword coming up after the 7 o'clock hour. Just do a little something to break up your workday. Have a little fun here. Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest on the Civic Media stations and specifically here on 98Q. How about some words of wisdom to get your Monday rolling? Let's do that right now.
If you're a parent who feels torn between the things you want to do and the things you need to do for your children, here's an idea to help make it all a little easier. Break up with yourself. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Before parenthood, it's easy to think you'll continue with the life you once enjoyed, even after your children come along. After all, you control your schedule. You have privacy. You come and go as you please. You can even stay up later, take naps whenever you want to. But once you become a parent, your children suddenly have influence over almost every move you make each day, all day, and the necessities of parenting often conflict with many of the luxuries and conveniences we used to enjoy. And that's why author Lisa Jo Baker says, when you become a parent, you have to break up with yourself. And what she means is you have to leave behind a lot of what your life was by setting aside some of the activities you once considered essential. You then have to reconstruct a new story of who you are, with your role as a parent being central to that identity. Even if there is nothing wrong with the lifestyle you lived before, be willing to break up with certain activities and leave them behind. Being an effective parent is all about letting go of lesser conveniences so you can focus on something far greater in your life, your children. For encouragement to make every day count as a parent, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
98Q Country.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know. There's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again. And you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy wanted a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup. Five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He won it 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. And Lord, it don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and seen. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow.
What if I told you about my little nothing town? The two-room house where I came from. The man that I got my name from. I don't even know where he is now. What if I told you sometimes I lose my faith? I wonder why someone like you would even talk to me. What if I told you there's no fixing me? Cause everybody's already tried. Would you stay? Would you leave? I could wait. It'll all come out eventually. If I told you all the stupid things I've done, I blamed on me.
to go any further here. Let a week turn into another year. There's some things you probably don't want to hear, but you have to.
If I told you, sometimes I get jealous. Sometimes I'm half crazy. Would you say the hell with me, the hell with me? If I told you, I barely know what love is. But girl, if that's what this is, I don't want to let it slip away. No, no, no.
How could you love me anyway? Please. Could you love me anyway? How could you love me anyway? How could you love me anyway?
98Q Country, stay tuned. We're kicking off our Gold for the Greener Gold. First keyword is coming up in just moments after 7. Gold, jewelry, cash, tickets to see the Green and Gold play. We'll get you that keyword coming up during the news in just a moment. Keith Urban here on 98Q Country.
I'm gonna kick off my shoes and run in bare feet, where the grass and the dirt and the gravel all meet. Rolling back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul where the blacktop ends. Blacktop.